Very happy to be joined by Matt Harmon. Matt does a great job for NFL.com as a fantasy writer and as a host of the Backyard Banter podcast. You mentioned Jordan Matthews and the slant route and some of the success he had with that route both last year and his rookie season. What are your overall feelings on Jordan Matthews? How has he done in the past coming out of reception perception?
You know, we're at a bit of a crossroads in Matthews' career, kind of, which is funny because he's been, you know, for a younger guy, he's been pretty productive from a raw stats perspective, but it does feel like we're at a crossroads for him. Reception perception verdict on him from earlier in his rookie season was really kind of indicative that is the role that he should play. He had a below average success rate against man coverage, but a well above average success rate against zone coverage. And it was also better than you'd expect getting off press coverage, but of course he's not facing press coverage very often in the slot and going against so much zone. So to me, I was like, at the end of that rookie season, I was like, you know, this is a guy that fills this role very well. There's some belief with some of his techniques against press coverage that he can function on the outside, but you know, I think that so much about player evaluation is identifying what they do well and then asking them to continually do that.
The one signing that I feel like has gone under the radar a little bit, and obviously, look, this guy hasn't been super, super productive, certainly not to the level that many expected coming out of LSU. That's former second-round pick of the New York Giants, Reuben Randall, who signed here in Philadelphia this past offseason. What do you think of Randall? What has his output been like from the reception perception so far through his career?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly hasn't been the most consistent career for Reuben Randall. You know, at the end of 2014, I think it was, and even during stretches of last year, he had some really big-time reception-perception games. But I think that he can be a part of the equation there in Philadelphia, but I think they've got to be hoping that some of the younger guys are going to take a next step